This kid will have a tumas zav on him. Now the e sakura is something to think that yesh by mishum sukiyevorim, that when a kid is born, anything that comes out of the womb, the shas birth, since there's so much pain, so much pushing there, there's a shalom, maybe it's called a risakevorim, could do something to the organs. And so, even if the kid sees zav that day, why is he tummy then? Ikri kam, we should have called it here like mitzora. The pasuk says, when is a person tummy? When zav comes out. If it comes out mitzora from his body, now that something forces it to come out. So here, if you're telling me now that through birth, it's called risakevorim, that could cause the zav to come out, the shinti tummy. Someone says, no, that wouldn't be any proof. Maybe usually it is. But I tell you, Hochet, here that the price that says, even the Yoy Mechra Tinik, the first day old, if Zav comes out, he has Tumas Zav, I'll tell you, here we're talking about, Hochet, Mayaskinan, the Grand Shayot Saderach Adaifin, about the kid came out with a Sethirian. So therefore, there's no Shayla of Machmas Einstein. Maybe if it came out with a normal birth, maybe then there would not be a Tumas Zav. Because maybe then we would say, since it came out through an hour in the womb, it's sort of like a Risik Evorim, like something else is causing the Zav to come out. So Toshma coming here. It says Egel Shenilad Biyantis. An Egel, a calf that was born on Yantis. Halacha is Shechta Naisa Biyantis. The lot of Shechta this calf on Yantis itself. And Rashi says Ein Kamisha Muksa, it's not called Muksa. Shrei Mukhano Yagavimo is prepared because of the mother. And therefore the Shechta Naisa Biyantis, you lot of Shechta today on Yantis. So again, Alma, we see Rashi says that Mishum Mishak Yavorim Namilestei. We're not afraid to say maybe it's a traitor that you should have to wait 24 hours to make sure it can still walk. But rather we see a lot of shechted right away, that's a proof there's no gzerum, there's no kshash of risakevorim. So Mara says, no, could be there's no proof. How can I be arrested? I tell you, Grand Shiyot, Derech Daifin, it came out through a Caesarean over here, to the side. Therefore, it didn't go through a risk of Evorim, that's why it's Shechta today. But maybe the case where it went through the regular womb, then it'll be used to the Shechta today, you'll have to wait 24 hours. Toshima coming here. It says, Vishovin, Rashi's Dino to Machlejas and Gemara Beya, about a Bechor Shemelud by Mum Biyomtis. We have a Bechor that has a Mum on it, Biyomtis. So it says, Vishovin, everybody agrees, Shemelud Hu Mumma Imai. If when this Bechor was born, let's say it was born today on Yom Tov, and it was born with the Mum, Shezem Minamuchim. That's called Minamuchim. You're allowed to check it out today, and you're allowed to use the Kachakta today. It's not called Muksa. Like this, if the animal had was a Bechor, so it's called Muksa. You're not allowed to check the Bechor. It's like Kachim. So if even though a Mum comes about on Yom Tov, there's a Shiloh. Maybe it's for Muksa, because at the beginning of Yom Tov it was also to use. But if it's born with its Bechor, with its Mum, like the Issa was never chal on it, therefore it's mutter to Shechta, it's not called Muksa. So who you see when the Bechor is born on Yom Tov, you're out of Shechta today. So again, you see there's no problem of Trefus, Mishum Risak Evorim. So one says again, the Chitayim, maybe you tell me here also, the Chitayim, Hochinam, Mishiyotz, Derech Doifin, maybe you're talking over here, came out through a Caesarean over here, that's where you're out of Shechta today. So one says, no, Derech Doifin Mikodesh, if a Bechor comes out through the Doifin, has no Kedushas Bechor. By Kedushas Bechor, it has to be through a lady, it has to be. So you see clearly, even though the animal came out the normal way, still there's no Kshash of Risak Evorim, it's not called a Trefa, that you would be allowed to check the animal today. So therefore, it's a proof to say that there's no Risak Evorim through Beit Terechim, like we said before. For the Gemara, the Gemara is saying, if a Kedushas can be through Derech Doifin, it's Mikodesh. Because Rami Reb Yechanon, that Moidahoy Reb Shimon Lin Yikodeshim, even Reb Shimon agrees, Vilchas Kodeshim for Bechor, Shein HaKodesh, that the animal comes out through the Yetzei Doifin, it has no Kedusha. So, guess that's all the proof of this. Since it's a regular Bechor, it has Kedusha's Bechor, it came out the normal way, and still it's not a trait, for there's no Shash of Risak Evorim. So, you see, through the Derech HaRechem, there's no Shash. Samar says, no. Hocha B'maya Skinin, no, we could be talking about that Gemara in Beya. Where the Bechor is born today on Yom Tov, she hifres agave karka. Maybe he's talking about that it started to get up today. Rashi says, Nino Lamar started to get up. The Tocha Pasos of Lamar pressed down like its hooves to start to stand up. And that's a simon that's not a trefa. Rashi says, we'll see this sugya soon. The amino kamon kabinefula omdom nefulosa in the tzricha meyeslace. If it stands up, then it does not have to wait for 24 hours. So that's why over here, this bechor, a lot of shechta today, could be the reason why there's no chash of risik evorim is because it started to stand up. If the animal would have not stood up, then it could be it has to wait 24 hours. The Yom Rav Nachman says like this, Beisa mitzvachayim, ein boi mishum risik evorim, shno by the butcher, when they go to shech the animal, we're not choshebir that when they throw it down to make a shrita, there'll be a risik evorim. Rashi says, Kishimapidu moisoloris l'shechtoi, even though they throw it down from a high place, still we're not afraid of risik evorim, because for sure the shechtim know what they're doing, and they're careful not to throw it down that hard, but not to really make it into a trefa. Shmuel says, Ohu tura with this ox, the nofel that fell down, Fishtama kreol, Nigihusei. The kid said that the ox that fell down starts like scream, make noises. Fishtama kreol, Nigihusei, like Rashi says, it means, Gainach mluiboy. It was like a groaning, they heard voices from it. So the shaila was, is it a trefer now or not? Does it start to make these noises because it had a risk of evorim? So the meister was, Oyo Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maso, he went there to check it out, and Shoka Mishufrei Shufrei, he bought from the good meat of this. In other words, he held it's not a trefer. He was not chashin in the risk of evorim, and he bought from the good meat. Or Mulei Rabbanon said back to him, Minolachor, how do you know this? How do you know not to be afraid of risk of evorim over here? Or unless he said back then that Hoki Yom Rav, this is what Rav says, Tiponov Noyitz, Achimigil Yoritz, that for sure when he falls down, he knows how to protect himself, he sticks out his nails to protect himself. Rashi says, Kishu Shoya Lipo, Kol Shohu Mifchazek to Tiponov, Ad Shein Noyitzel Migoyva. So Kitzin knows how to fool an animal, and he don't have to be afraid, Mishum Risuk Avorim. Now the Gemara explains the klolim. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Omdo. In the case of the animal stands up. Goes back to the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, Noflu Menagag, if the animal falls off the roof, that's also one of the trefes. We're afraid of risk as well, maybe one of the internal organs was hurt. So the answer is, if you have to wait 24 hours, if you shecht it right away, we're choshed it's a trefa. Rav Yehuda Marav says, but let's say the animal stands up by itself, and a chanami, then it's ksheira, and it's tzricha meyeslace, you don't have to wait 24 hours. It's enough the fact that stands up, that's a proof to say it's not a trefa. What's going to be, but v'dika v'adiboy? But if I just have to check it out, Rashi says you have to check out, b'chut hashed with the spinal cord, or v'shviras roev tzaloy, you have to check out the ribs, or v'akiris chulya, v'echid lo yomdo. But in the case where it does not stand up, then if you check, then even if you check it out, still it would not be good. But over here, that we say, if it stands up, it's good. That's only if after the shkit, you'll still check out these parts of it. That's called bedika v'aviboy. What's going to be holcha? Let's say the animal stands up and starts to walk, then ain't it tzricha bedika. Then you won't even have to check it out after the shkita. That's for sure, it's a simen, there's no risk of worm, it's kshera. Rav chiyo barashi yomar. Achazu v'yachazu tzricha bedika. No, even if the animal stands up right away and starts to walk, so sure you'll have to shecht it, but I call upon him, you have to make a bedika. After the shechit, you'll have to check out its spinal cord and the ribs to make sure there's no trefus. Omrav yimi yabaracho, omarav, tosh to yodolam, let's say the animal sticks out his hand and wants to start to stand up. Apopish lo yom, even though it did not stand up, that's also a simmet to say it's not a trefa. What's going to be okra ragla lahalach? It moved its regal to start to walk. Is apopish lo yom, even though it didn't walk, that's also good. It's like the man yom, that once it starts to walk, you don't even have to check it out, so not that it really has to walk, but just as okra ragla picks up its regal to start to walk, just picking it up, that's enough to make it that you're not afraid for trefus. We have chizdu amar, it's just like started to shake to get up. Rashi says, "Afa pishlo poshto yoda." It didn't even stretch out its feet yet. Elonis chasko v'rotu salam. You just see it starts to move and wants to get up. That's also similar to say it's not a trait for him that you don't have to wait 24 hours. And in parentheses you have here, "Vilchus series heichad enoflu minagag." But the lo yoda you do not know. The omdan stands up, lehocha does not walk, tzricha b'dika. But the end tzricha meisleis, pim hocha, but if it walks, afilu b'dika namelo tzricha. That's halacha. If it gets up and walks, then you don't even have to have a b'dika. Omuram meima mishmei deravdi mimin adoi nefula shomru. That's what just Chesfin is saying. When the animal fell down, see if it gets up, you can make a shchita right away. But you have to check it out. Now, really, you have to check it out. The foolish shomru tzricha b'dika keneged b'nei mayin. You have to check it out by its b'nei mayin, by the intestines. That's why you have to check it out to make sure it's not. There's no risk over there. Oh, malei mazutra. Mazutra said back that hochi yarmina mishmedra. But this is what we say over here. Mishmedra papa name of papa. That tzricha b'dika keneged based achlal kuloi. You have to check it out. All the internal part of the animal. Rashi says, "Kol achalal mishum shviras reitz lost they shouldn't have. Most of the ribs broke or yakiras chulyas. You have to check out all the internal parts of the animal. O malay huna mar ba bread the Rav Nechemya the Rav Ashi simoni mai. What's the loch? You have to check out the bedika on the simonim also. You have to be afraid maybe they were nekru. That's also a trefa if the simonim were nekru." So you have to check this out or not. Omele said back to him, no. Simonim koshin and etz nefila. Simonim, that's hard. Keneged the nefila means you don't have to be afraid that through a nefila, maybe the simonim were uprooted from its place. Omer Rav Yehuda. Omer Shmuel. Oif shenechbat apnei hamayim. Let's say a bird was flying, fell down into the water. It's like it was thrown, let's say even thrown with force. That shenechba was thrown by force and into water. Rashi says, Oif shenechbat, for nofal akorcha by force of play anoyer. Vikul mekesh, you have to be afraid for risk of orim. So it says, Kivin sheshot, molikumosoi, if the bird can still swim its full length, die, that's enough, and then we're not afraid of risk of orim. From downwards upwards. From upwards downwards. My Yehudi Ashvel. It could be the water storm. That's the flow of the water. That wouldn't be any proof that it's not a trefa. The Maya Kaima. Let's say the water is staying still. It's not flowing. Then Leslan Bo. Then it doesn't make enough meaning which way the bird flies or swims upwards or downwards. That's a proof it's not a trefa. The Shodet Tziva of the Kodme. If you throw, let's say, a piece of wood there, and the bird goes faster, Hakodma, that's also proof to say it could swim, it's not a trefa. Kalima matis chashinon, the loy matis loy chashinon. Alright, we'll continue next tape. We are up to the bottom of the Gemara, and that's Nun Aleph from a Beis. In the middle of the Shala, about a Nefula, when an animal falls down, is it a trefa of Risuk Evorim? So now, what's a Shala by a bird when a bird falls down? So what says that four or five lines up, that galima, let's say there was a sheet that was stretched out. If you have a sheet that was stretched out, matich, if it was stretched out, and then a bird falls down on it, so chashin, we have to be afraid, yes, maybe there was a risk of kevorim, maybe it's a trefa. Galoy matich, let's say the sheet was not stretched out, then it's not such a hard hit, then le chashinin, then we don't have to be afraid that maybe the bird made a risk of worm and became a trefa. What's going to be oif mi oifif? Let's say if the sheet was folded over twice, so then lechashin, then you don't have to be afraid. Why? Because since it's, Rashi says, then a nimtach yofer, since it's folded over double, you can't stretch it out so well. So therefore it doesn't have such a hard, when it falls, it doesn't hit itself so hard, therefore we're not afraid. Now, what's going to be Isla or Makarve Kitra Chashinan? Let's say when the bird, let's say, was flying, it was caught in a knotted net. If the net was knotted, Rashi says, Oif Shenofa Bereshis Hapusha Biyav, you have a net that was spread out in the ear. So Imikarve Kitra, Rashi says, if the knots were tied together, so then Chashinan, then we have to be afraid, maybe it hurt the bird, it has a trefa of risk of orim. But loy mikarve kitrei, let's say the knots are not tied together, then loy chashinin, then you don't have to be afraid of Ristake Vorum. Now what's going to be Kitno? Let's say the bird fell on some flax, on Kitno, so the Yovid Bitune Chashinen. If it was tied up in bundles, then we have to be afraid. Then it's like Honor, we have to be afraid the bird hurt itself. Dahai Gisa, or Dahai Gisa Le Chashinen. Let's say the bird fell on the side of the bundles, on this side or on that side, then we don't have to be afraid. Hey, dagis, dagis, on this side or on that side, then lo chashinun. Now, asuraiso chashinun. So asuraiso, Rashi says, that's chavilo shakanim, that's bundles of reeds. If a bird falls down on them, we have to be afraid, mishum risik avorim, that's hard, it may have made it came into a trefa. Kitno de daik v'nofetz, let's say you have flax, which was pounded out, and v'nofetz was combed out, then lechashinen, then it's softer, you don't have to be afraid of risik evorim. But daik, let's say, just is banged out, for lechashinen wasn't combed out, then chashinen, then you have to be afraid, it's still hard, and maybe when the bird falls on it, there is a risik evorim. What's going to be the yovid bizri? This type of a flax, I'm saying, means a stalks of flax, that kivon dikabe kitri, since it has like nuts in it, it's tight, therefore chashinan, therefore if a bird falls on it, we're afraid of risak evorim. The kito chashinan. So Rashi said, the kito means nura shivrei, the broken off pieces of the flax, that's also still hard, so that's chashinan, we're afraid maybe it had a risak evorim. But the kidusa lechashinon. Rashi says that daka minadaka. That's very very small pieces of flax. Then we're not afraid about. That's lechashinon. Navro chashinon. If it fell on navro, then we're afraid. Rashi says that the siva godus avad kolim. That's the bottom bark that grows around the palm tree. So there, it's not so hard. We're not. We have navro chashinon. Here it is hard, and we're afraid maybe the bird hurt itself, but. Timchoso lechashinin. The falls on Timchoso, Rashi says, Liacha shechoku, the ritsuas, if you cut it up into pieces, then it's not so hard. So that's lechashinin. Kitmo nihilo chashinin. Rashi says, Maruka binapa, nachpo binasa kosher. There was ashes that was sifted through a sift, so it was sifted out, then chashinin, then it's hard already, we're afraid of risa geborim. But lo nihilo, let's say it was not sifted off, out these ashes, then lechashinen, then still soft, we're not afraid if a bird falls on it, there'll be a risik evorim. They're now holding up nun beis amud aleph on top. What's going to be